It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Right now, a single Bitcoin is worth about $350. Not the virtual currency's all-time low, but not the high by a long shot. Most of the news about Bitcoin in recent months has been about how it's not really catching on like some had hoped, but supporters had reason to cheer this week when Microsoft joined a very small list of large companies that are willing to accept it as payment. In Microsoft's case, it can be used for video games, apps, music, and movies purchased through the company's Xbox console. Tony Galippi is co-founder and CEO of BitPay, the company that's helping Microsoft take Bitcoin payments. He is a supporter, obviously, but he admits mainstream adoption is still a ways off.
I think Bitcoin is still a couple of years away from being mainstream, where people use it in their everyday lives. But it's not going away. And we're starting to see a tremendous amount of time and resources and energy built into the Bitcoin infrastructure that's going to make the mainstream adoption possible.
We shall see. For now, this deal is just in the U.S., and it can't be used to buy stuff from the company's business software suite. So it's a pretty safe play. Basically, downloadable entertainment content. Sometimes companies give that stuff away for free. News came this week that in the next few days, Google will be killing off its news feed in the country of Spain. The reason? Spain passed a law that says the tech giant needs to pay licensing fees to the publications whose content it's aggregating. Google says, essentially, hey man, we're sending you traffic. It's another way in which European governments seem to be pushing back against a company they feel wields too much power. I asked our friend and co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, Jonathan Zittrain, how this standoff might move forward.
We've seen some of this play out already in Germany, and the way that ended up unfolding, Google simply said, well, then we just won't include you. Let us know if you want to be included, but otherwise we'll leave you behind because we don't have interest in paying. So the Spanish law is different in that it makes the right to payment inalienable. It's one that even the newspaper can't waive. So in Germany, with the law having been passed, there was an opportunity for the paper to say, I know I could try to charge you, Google, but I won't, so that you'll keep featuring me. That option won't be available to the papers in Spain. And I think that's one reason why Google just preemptively said, all right, we're going to shut it down because there's no deal we can come to with the individual papers to lower the amount we would owe them.
So basically, it's up to Google and the Spanish government now to work it out, if at all the publications are sort of cut out of this conversation.
Or perhaps given the constituencies and the way the voting works, the newspapers and their readers might tell the Spanish government, thanks, but no thanks. I know you were trying to help us, but we really want this to be included. Now, whether or not newspapers are due that kind of protection because somehow Google is thought to be so powerful, that may break the analogy to something like labor laws.
We'll have to see how it all plays out, and I'm sure we'll talk to you about it again. Jonathan, thank you very much.
De nada.
It's Friday, and that means Silicon Tally time. My guest today, Paul Kedrosky. He's a venture capitalist and partner at SK Ventures. Paul, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready. Go.
56.1%.
That's not the one with the Italian lawsuits about WhatsApp, is it?
This is a very good guess. But the number I'm looking for is, of all the impressions served on the Google display platforms, 56.1% of them were not actually seen because they were served outside of the browser window.
Yeah, what was even more stunning in that study was that the fastest way to reduce the number of bots was to stop using ancient browsers. So shame on all of us.
Fair enough. All right, you got something for me? Hit me.
Sure, $15.
$15 is too much to pay for a cocktail in New York City, but that's not a tech number. The cost of a gift wrapping that a robot will do for you? I don't know.
It was the serially revised and final price of the Lending Club IPO.
Whoa. All right, I got another one for you. $6,000.
The first cell phone sold for $6,000. I actually know that's true. It's almost certainly irrelevant to your question.
Well, this is a wonderful guess, and you are close. You're warm. This is the cost of the Lamborghini smartphone.
weirdly enough, history is rhyming once again.
The question that I have is, does the Lamborghini smartphone work that much better than, I don't know, the $100 or the $300 smartphone?
It works better at extracting wealthy people from their money, which is the objective.
All right, what do you got for me?
24.
24. You can't give me any unit of measure? 24 robots, 24 lines of code?
24, and it came out in a U.S. regulator filing yesterday, and it got lots of attention. Big news.
You're certainly making me feel guilty for not knowing, but I got nothing. I haven't been combing through any SEC filings.
Not even Jack Bauer related. So 24, that's the number of FAA-claimed near collisions in the U.S. this year alone involving drones and commercial airplanes.
Of course. Is there a particular drone-based service that you're interested in?
I'm interested in stuff that's going on where they're doing sort of commercial things, aerial surveying and checking to make sure that we're not seeing pipeline leaks. I like that kind of stuff a lot, and I think it's more interesting than whether or not Amazon will start buzzing my house and dropping books on me anytime soon.
Or pizza, the pizza drone.
God help us all, yes.
Paul Kedrowski is a partner at SK Ventures. Paul, thanks for playing along.
Thanks, it was lots of fun.
Remember, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally. Last week, FYI, I got a 90% and I did not cheat. Something tells me this week I won't do as well. Play our quiz at marketplacetech.org and tweet us your score on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.